know, Andre, every once in a while, we have guests that come in the studio that are really excited to be here and are really sweet about it. And I don't think our guests realize how excited I am and you might be to have them in studio. You and I are both touched by individuals in our families who have special needs and maybe need spaces that are safer. You know, Declan has a neurological disorder, and it makes it hard to play in the, like, we go to some of the, like, not trampoline, but the big bouncy house places. But they're places, sometimes you just want to let a kid play the way other kids do. And I know you have a family member who has cerebral palsy.
Yes. It's actually my little goddaughter's friend, my cousin's best friend. And they need a safe space. Absolutely.
Yeah.
To just be them.
To play like other kids do. And of course what I'm saying is I love what Mary Alice Gilgan and her husband Hugh Maverick have done. And I love, Mary, that you come from a background of being a speech pathologist. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having us. And yeah, I've been a speech therapist for 13 years in the school systems, in Park Ridge. Awesome school system. Needed a change and saw this opportunity actually from a franchise in Staten Island. And I thought, Chicago needs it. Chicagoland needs it. We need it. There's a need here. It's founded out in California. And my husband and I, we just jumped off the cliff. We're going to do it. It's exactly a year right now that we got the franchise, and we've been open a month.
Congratulations.
So thank you.
Thank you.
And that franchise is We Rock the Spectrum.
That's right. We Rock the Spectrum, and we are We Rock the Spectrum Chicago Palatine.
And you are the first one in the Chicagoland area?
We are. We are the only sensory gym right now. I get asked a lot, is it an autism gym? No. It's a gym for all children.
Yes.
But it does have the equipment that gives that sensory input that kids that have autism need, but also kids that have ADHD.
Right.
Or kids that have sensory processing disorder. Or you know what? How about just children who like to swing and like to have fun with other children?
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. And we've got, I would say, our percentages about maybe 60%, 40% neurotypical.
Right.
It's not all kids that might have some different abilities. It's all children.
Well, and the work that you've done as a speech pathologist for the last 13 years, you've seen the different ways. We're learning different paths to help kids, draw them out a little bit.
Absolutely.
You know, and so there, people will see Declan out and about. He always has a piece of plastic that he crinkles, and they're like, oh, he likes the way it feels. Yes. Also, he likes the way it looks when he looks through it. Also,
absolutely.
He likes the way it sounds. And there's it's something that is comforting to him.
Sure. And you know what? It's okay.
Exactly.
It's okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I love that our gym, too, is the changes over the 13 years. It's about inclusion.
Yeah.
That those, you know, children don't have to go to certain places. We can all play together. It's
just
nice to have different things that they can access.
Yeah. That's Patty before, too. I love the fact that kids are kids. And they'll play with you. They just want to play.
Just want to play.
And they have no judgments and no restrictions. They want to just play together.
That's right.
I love that it includes children with all different challenges and obstacles.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, one of my most proudest things to tell parents too is that when they do come in, it's just not a time killer. You know, I'm a mom, so I found those places where I'm like, I need to kill a couple hours before nap. When you come to our gym, it's all about brain development, language, problem solving, self-care. So when you're there, you can feel as a parent, as a nanny, as the homeschooler, that you're doing something that's functional but also fun.
Yeah.
And the parents love that because they feel that they've left and the kids got some vestibular input, they got some imaginative play, they got some impact play, and then they go home and they're centered and they're ready for their day.
Yeah. And the collaboration with Hugh, that you're an engineer, helped bring this to life too. That had to be an exciting challenge.
Ooh.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I was listening to you guys the last month and a half.
It
got me, you know, I'd worked at my regular job, and then I'd come to We Rock the Spectrum, and I'd be putting down floor tiles and painting, and I'd be listening to you guys, and you got me through some long nights.
Very long nights.
That's
for sure.
Awesome.
It is amazing. Like, you are the second business, and I don't know if there are others, but people, like, really following their dream, their passion, something that they, like you said, taking a leap off that cliff.
Sure.
Who listened to the show, and I'm so glad that you reached out. The other was Knife and Tyne, when were opening and they were doing the same thing, you know, blasting the walls and putting in new flooring.
Right.
And I love the idea of chasing that dream, you
Definitely.
Know?
And at the end of the day, it's the kids.
Yes.
Like, you know, that's what gets us through. And I mean, it's hard, you know, but it's those children, and it'll be, you know, we'll have those hard nights of, you know, we steam everything. Everything's cleaned with green, no chemicals, and we steam everything to keep it super clean because we've got babies or children who like to mouth things or, you know, they just are babies.
Yeah.
And at that next morning, there'll be a family that'll come in. It'll be all worthwhile.
Absolutely.
And you have children as well. What do they think?
I do. Oh my gosh. So they're like mini celebrities now in their school. And they tell everyone they work there. So my son Anthony and my daughter Grace. And they also, which I think are amazing, they believe that all the children that come to the gym are their friends.
Sure.
So we actually have some regular customers now that'll ask, is Grace going to be there? Because, you know, kids, they'll relate to each other better than adults. So she'll get kids on the trampoline. She'll get kids on, you know, on the different swings. And I love that. I'm like, I have to start posting my daughter's work schedule.
Yes.
Six. So people know when she's there, which I love because I'm like, I put her on the payroll. I don't know.
Exactly.
So
we'll see. They it's like knocking on the door. Is Grace here?
Yeah. She's a VIP. She's definitely popular. Yeah.
I love
she's
that.
Awesome.
Yeah. And tell us what that was like to sort of, well, first of all, how did you decide on the space? Where is We Rock the Spectrum?
It's on the southeast corner of Hicks and Dundee and Palatine. It's right next to the Jewel. And we looked at a couple of spaces, but Palatine is very receptive for the special needs community.
Right.
Absolutely.
So. And for adapting a property into something that you needed for this particular destination.
Correct.
And it had to be in a family-centric strip mall. And it had to be near where moms go. And it had to be in a safe area. And to be honest, it had to be a large space because we have the different areas together with like our party room, classroom. So you're looking at a lot of square footage. So we stumbled upon it. And it's a great space.
How big is it? I'm sorry.
It is about 3,700 square feet.
Great.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yep.
And when parents come in, so kind of walk us through, is there like not testing, but you kind of figure out what their cognitive levels are or what might be a great activity for them or a great station?
Right. And you're right, Andrea. There's no testing, so we're not a therapeutic clinic.
Right.
So when they come in, you know, I explain to the parents how all the different equipment works. All of our gyms across the country, now the world, because we are worldwide, they have 10 pieces of equipment that's mandatory. So I'll just talk the parents through it and say, you know, if your child is someone who likes the trampoline or the zip line for the impact, this is how you can use it safe. If your kid loves that vestibular input, here are all of our different swings. If they like that climbing feel, we've got the rock wall, the cargo net, we've got climbing structures. We also have a calming room. Some kids need to go and be where it's calm.
Sure.
So I'll walk them in there. We have an arts and crafts center to work on that fine motor skill. So I usually have some art project of the week or something thematic, and parents love to go in there. And we're all about parents working with their children too. This isn't the, you know, let your kid go and play. This is about parents and children working together to facilitate language, to grow. And so I love watching that too. And then, of course, in our back section is the imaginative play with the diner and the trains and the kitchen. And that's the most popular area, the dress up. They always end up putting the police outfit on, and I get arrested at some point in my day, which I'm seeing this trend. Yeah. I don't know why, but it's all good. It's amazing. It's an amazing place.
What are the age ranges? I know, of course, you have babies coming in.
We do. You know, we have babies that are coming in, you know, those pre-walkers. The gym goes up to about age 13. We wouldn't not service anyone who's over 13. We would make that appropriate for them. So we're trying to do some tween and teen nights. And you want to hang with your peer groups. You don't want to hang with little babies. So we're trying to work on maybe movie nights or game nights monthly. And also maybe give parents a chance to go grab some dinner and have their kids play with some peers, something that's, you know, appropriate.
I bet you've created a lot of beautiful friendships too. Like parents meet and then they say, okay, we love it. We'll have a play date here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've heard them talk about like, we're going to meet for dinner afterwards. And I'm like, I love that because parents, they need that support system.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. I mean, because a lot of times parents who have a child with a disability withdraw socially.
Sure.
So it makes them hard, makes it hard for them. Because when I had Griffin, when I used to be out shopping, like moms would pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
It was a weird, I didn't know that moms did that. You know, they would kind of scope you out and realize you have a kid around the same age and say, hey, there's a swim class at Lincoln Wood.
Right.
And I was like, I think I just got, I would go home and tell my husband, I'm like, I think I just got picked up at the TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
You know,
like, it's true. It's
I don't
true.
Know what's happening. But with when Declan came along and we were in this sort of state of emergency, you know, we had therapy 5 days a week.
Yep.
From the moment he was born, we had speech therapy, developmental therapy, you know, occupational therapy. God, it was every single day.
Sure.
And they come into your home.
Yep.
And I remember the therapist would, you know, I would have to clean then 5 days a week instead of like just maybe when I got around to it. And they would always say, it's okay, I've seen worse.
Oh, yeah.
And I would tell them that's not soothing. You're not making me feel better. But when we found a place like City Kids, which is in Norwood Park.
Oh, awesome.
Right. So I have it is a therapeutic location. And so they have a similar, I mean, in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But if if we had a place like yours, because like Gymboree wasn't right for us necessarily either. But this sounds like exactly something like a mom, you know, like me, who's like just maybe in the beginning stages of learning what their child has and what that means and wanting to be around other families. What a great place to go.
And we invite therapists to come in with the children.
Yes.
So if your child's coming in to play and your ABA therapist, your OTPT speech wants to come and do a session to get out of the house, to get out of the
switch
clinic, we welcome them.
Yeah.
Switch it up. That's right. And, you know, kind of expose them to other children. Just, you know, start building that tolerance. We absolutely welcome that.
And how do people find out before? We're going to take a break here, but we want to find out before we come back where people can go to find out more and about your hours and fees and things like that.
Absolutely. Check out our website, our Facebook, We Rock the Spectrum, Chicago Palatine. I'm always updating.
Excellent. Let's talk more about the equipment when we come back. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. We're hanging out with Mary, Alice, and Hugh. They have opened We Rock the Spectrum in Palatine. It's a great kids gym for kids of all abilities. More in a moment on 720 WGN. You know what's great about this show, Andrea?
We get to
make new friends,
and I
hope that the audience feels that way too, especially when we meet folks like Mary Alice Gilgan and her husband Hugh Maverick, who have they have the co-owners of ReRock the Spectrum Kids Gym in Palatine, and we want to invite everyone to hang out there. I love that you guys have done this and brought this to the community, and I hope that others follow, because you know Palatine, this is a great neighborhood, great area to service, you know, and I hope someone in Downers Grove or you know Joliet or you know Western Spring, somewhere, you know, goes, this is amazing. We should, you know, we should create a space like
this.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about, because I know, Hugh, you had a lot to do with, you were talking about listening to us while laying down floor tiles and the swings, right? How many swings do you have, just out of curiosity?
Right now, we have about 8 swings.
That's great.
And we rotate them as well. So, you know, we have swings that might be dedicated to infants, so like a little swinging cozy coupe car, all the way to adult-size swings that can hold, you know, up to adult-size people. And, you know, we've had kids that have come in full wheelchairs, and we've been able to pick them up out of their wheelchairs and lay them on these swings so they can get some of it. And it's just raw, pure happiness.
Oh.
So it's amazing. Yeah.
The colors are so cool. When I Googled it and just clicked images, the swings popped up. I know I can't, but I would love to swing on these swings. They're so cool. They're all different shapes and sizes.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome.
Oh, yeah, Andrea. I find myself on them at the end of the
day. I know, I was going to say,
I call myself over, and the blue one, it's awesome.
That's what I was looking at. There's a blue one, and then the green one, I know I could never fit into that. I couldn't get my left leg into that, but the green one is so cool.
Yeah.
It's neat, and when I Googled it, it came up for TripAdvisor, We Rock the Spectrum Kids Gym. This is an awesome place for children. I mean, that has to really make you feel good.
It does. Every time we get a shout out from our parents, because that's what we care about, is the parents and their babies. And when they're happy, then we're happy, and it fuels us.
What led you down the path to becoming a speech pathologist? What drew your interest?
You know, I've always been interested in, you know, I think working with people, obviously. I was working at Christ Hospital on Southside and started kind of watching the speech therapists do their evaluations there. I was at St. Xavier University and decided, you know, I love that. I love the aspect of that it's communication. And actually thought that I was going to go the adult route. So I was all brain injury and all, you know, adult rehab. And, you know, it's like you find your calling. And the next thing I know, I'm working with children, then I'm in the school system, and I worked out in Palatine at Kirk School, an amazing place.
You
out
did?
There.
You went to Kirk School?
I did. That was one of my.
I love Kirk School.
It's amazing.
Is that how you found me? Because I've done fundraisers for Kirk School before. Yeah.
It's an amazing place.
It's really
so cool.
Good.
So, yeah, I think I just, you know, I've always been in the community, and then ending back up in Palatine with the gym is just, it was meant to be.
Did you know, I don't know if I should, they probably don't mind, Bridget and Kevin Montijo?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, crazy. What a small world.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That place is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Their son now is at the Declan actually has gone riding before in the past at Equestrian Connection, which is another great place.
Oh my gosh, the hippotherapy is amazing.
I love the world that you guys are in.
Oh my gosh. It's a pretty
so
amazing place. And I love that it's getting bigger and more accepted, and that it becomes one world, which is what it should be.
Oh,
so for sure.
How cool.
Absolutely.
It's so funny that my they were friends of mine from the neighborhood, and they're just such great people. And I have to ask you, where are you from originally?
Mount Prospect.
From Mount Prospect?
Yep.
And what was the engineering always, my mom wanted me to be a doctor, a lawyer, or an engineer. And so what drew you to engineering? And was it something that you knew kind of young that you were good at?
I knew I was going to be in construction. My dad is a bricklayer.
Uh-huh.
And he basically said, you have to go to college. So I wanted to work outside. So I put two and two together, and here I am.
Where'd you go to school?
Penn State.
Oh, wow. Oh, fancy. Know, right?
Yeah. Everybody says that.
Well, well done. Dad had to be happy about that. The parents had to be proud.
He just said 4 years. That's it. That's all I'm paying
that's
for.
It. That's all we got.
The rest is up to you.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Right. And right. And where'd you grow up?
You know what? I grew up Southside, so in Homer Glen, Lockport area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was born at Christ and Oaklawn, yeah. Orland Park area. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, kind of ended up being a transplant up to the North Side when we met. And, you know, it's been great. So the community's been, and I have to say our Palatine community and the surrounding suburbs have been so supportive and accepting and embracing of us that we couldn't have asked for anything more.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you reached out, Hugh, to ask, you know, about talking about this, because again, you know, kids just want to be kids and parents also want to watch their, you know, I don't know how to explain this to people, like being on the playground. There are moments where I'll see parents not quite get how lucky, and I don't resent that they don't get how lucky they are. Right. Like, and it's funny too, because Declan has no sense of fear, which is wonderful and terrifying at the same time.
Sure.
But I'll let him get a certain amount of distance away so that I can see if he'll even look for me. And he never has, you know, it's okay. He's 13 and he'll just keep going. And my husband's gonna be like, you do what?
I'm gonna get a call here in a second.
Good to know.
But spaces like, you know, where they have these bouncy houses, he loves those too. But and we love it because it's got, you know, it's an enclosed area.
The
only thing is that he also likes the sound. He likes to go for the fans where whatever the because he loves the sound of it. And you're like, okay, don't go back there. It sounds like you have a place that is safe for so many kids like Declan.
Absolutely. And I also love that it's more than, and a lot of the franchises will say that we're more than just an indoor gym. So it's like you can come there and play, but you could also come there and, you know, take one of our classes, or you can come there and plan your birthday party, or you can come there and, you know, do one of our character events. We have like Maui and Moana coming, you know, so we've even had parents that are doing a Disney trip and they want to desensitize their children.
Yes.
I know, right? I mean, Maui and Moana, come on. And they'll come in and it's super fun.
And do you also do like field trips or anything?
Oh
like,
my gosh, field trips are crazy popular.
Okay, because I need to talk about that with you, because I would love.
They are awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, it's so exciting.
For all kids too, right?
For
friends
all
and friends
kids.
And friends. Okay, good.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I have to arrange something for Declan's school and maybe for some of the kids where Griffin goes to high school to like maybe, you know, volunteer and things
absolutely.
Like that too. That would be
a lot
of fun.
We would love that.
And again, the website is?
It is www.werockthespectrumchicagopalatine.com.
Yay!
Thanks for all you guys do.
Oh my gosh, you are so welcome, and thank you for having us.
I want to hang out with you guys.
It's a cool place. It's a place to be.
Swings, right?
Yes.
You have swings?
We'll get you a blanket and a pillow.
That sounds good, too. I like it. More in a moment on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis when we come back.